Mishko-Mackinac Ikwe began her journey last Friday to Washington, D.C., the place she calls the City of Hopes and Dreams.
I'm sitting right now in front of the Department of the Interior.
She has a hand-carved cedar chest from the Ontario First Nation Rainy River Tribe. It's a present for President Obama.
And inside of it are our four medicines that we use. It's an offering to Obama. Encourage the Obama administration by urging Harbor to meet with tribal communities and honor the nation-to-nation relationship. We really wanted to discourage further confrontation and, hostility between the First Nation people in Canada.
Ikwe hopes the Obama administration will put pressure on Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Parliament to honor treaties, repeal legislation that lifted environmental protections on navigable waters, and ease poverty of First Nation people.
The conditions up there, housing, water, sanitation, education. There's a large human trafficking, that directly affects the Indigenous women.
Ikwe says besides the Interior Department, they have appointments with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy, but she's still hoping for a chat with the president.
Text me, call me, Facebook me. Well, we're going to do as much as we can, for as long as we can. We've got big hopes now. We are shooting for the stars. We'll accept the moon, but man, we'll keep trying the whole time we're here.
Ikwe will return to Red Cliff this weekend. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.